All right, Mirza Hashem, I want to start on time as much as you do. All right, okay, Rambam Hilchos Maaser Sheni Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, Chapter 9, Law 8. Now, the next Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. The next five is one topic, and it's what you guys were all peppering me with either yesterday or end of last week. How do you calculate the 3 years? Remember that question?
Right.
So it's very complicated. Basically, there's going to be three different ways to calculate the 3 years, and it depends what period the tree begins to take root. All right? So we're going to start Ches and Tes, and Yud goes in one together, so you can't ask any questions till we get to Yud. That's one calculation of how it takes root. Yud Aleph a second time, depending when it takes root another time, and Yud Beis a third time. The general notion is you'll find that often it's not going to have to be 3 full years, and it should never be way more than 3 years. And you'll see by the way the things get calculated. So let's begin. Ches. Now this is only one of the ways, so don't get too excited if you think there's something else. Be'echad b'tishrei, the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, in general, is Rosh Hashanah la'orla. It's the Rosh Hashanah for orla, determining if it's in the first 3 years, or le'revoy, or for the netzer revoy of the fourth year. U'mei emasai mo'oning lahem. The way you have to read it now is, and how much prior, before Rosh Hashanah, will you start counting that Rosh Hashanah will create the second year? Mishas netia, from the time of the planting, how much this has to be from the planting, but ve'ena mona me Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, but you don't count a year from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah as the first year, ella, but it's going to end up being 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, we're going to see in a minute that it's going to have to be planted 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. Ella, that's how you get to the calculation. Shloshim yon bashana chashuv hashana. 30 days in a year could be considered a full year if it's before Rosh Hashanah. However, that 30 days is not 30 days alone. For who? It has to be shetiklot, that it takes root, hanetia kodem shloshim yon. It has to take root before 30 days, but how long does it take to take root? V'akamahu stam. And what is, now let's take out the word stam, but sman, how much time is that? How long does it take from when you plant it in the ground that it takes root? Shtei shabosos, 2 weeks. So what he's saying is, basically, if you're planting after, we'll find out, after Tu Bishvat and before Rosh Hashanah, how much does it have to be planted before, how much does it have to grow before Rosh Hashanah? That it's already counted year one, so that when Rosh Hashanah hits, it begins year two. You understand? It's not going to be 365-day years.
Did you say 44 minimum?
Right. In other words, that's what we're saying.
Irrespective of Tu Bishvat.
No, but it's from minimum, and then we go to a maximum. You'll see. You'll see where it fits in. But the first time zone, there's only three different times where you could plant something. You're either going to plant after Tu Bishvat, till Rosh Hashanah. That's one juncture. And what will ultimately happen is that any time from Tu Bishvat to within 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, whatever, when you hit Rosh Hashanah, that is year one.
Yeah.
Then when you hit Rosh Hashanah, that already begins year two. That's the point he's trying to make over here. So the minimum amount to be planting prior to Rosh Hashanah, to that prior year to be considered a full year, is it has to be planted a minimum of 44 days before Rosh Hashanah.
Not Tubav.
So, exactly. Tubav. Now, any time before, it doesn't have to be only for, it could be from Tu Bishvat. Let's say it planted the day after Tu Bishvat. So that's, what's that, from Shvat till Tishrei, about 6.5 months, whatever, 7 months. Well, then that 7 months will be considered year one, and Rosh Hashanah begins year two. That's the thing. When you're planting before Rosh Hashanah, how much of that was going to be considered year one? And now when you hit Rosh Hashanah, you begin year two. And then the next Rosh Hashanah is year three. And then we go into the next year as well. So this is one way of calculations. So in other words, you have to have a minimum of when you plant it in the ground, it takes 2 weeks to root. 30 days from it to root is considered a significant amount of growth that now is considered a year's worth, partial year like a year before Rosh Hashanah. And then from Rosh Hashanah, you begin year two in our calculations. Halacha test just gives you, explains it more. Nimtzas lamed, it comes out based on my calculations. Shehanotea arbova arboim yom, if you plant it 44 days, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, also Lo Shana. You already have one halachically calculated year, and when you hit Rosh Hashanah, you begin the second year. The Afal Pekain, still in all, Paris, and now this is a very complicated line that he's going to say. I'll say what it means, but it won't be clear until we get the next lach where he gives you the for instance. The Afal Pekain, still in all, though, Ein Paris Anetia Zos Mutaris Ba'orla. These fruits are not permitted in Orla, right? And when can you start eating it? Berevis in the fourth year, right? And not, you can't start eating it till the fourth year. But the fourth year, you'll see, is not really after three full years, as we'll explain in a minute. At Tu B'Shvat, until Tu B'Shvat, because that is the Rosh Hashanah La'ilanos, and now this is now a tree. When it gets older, it becomes a tree. Shehu Rosh Hashanah Lanos. This is Rosh Hashanah Lanos. Okay, so it comes out. In the beginning of the planting, we calculate the Rosh Hashanah as Tishrei. But once it becomes a full-fledged tree, it shifts. And now you calculate Tu B'Shvat in the back end. Now, you had Ketzad. Let's explain this now. Let's give a for instance. So it'll make some sense. Till now, I don't expect you to understand it. No, so now, but you'll see. It's a little bit trickier here. Hanotea ilan machel, you plant a fruit tree anytime bituba of from the 15th, well, that's the minimum, because tuba of, from tuba of, anytime until the nightfall of tuba of, that gives you after that 44 full days. From the 16th of Av, including the 16th of Av, till Rosh Hashanah is 44 days. So you've got to plant it no later than tuba of. You could plant it before. You can have more than 44 days. But the minimum is 44 days to be included as year one. Now, let's say, for example, let's say you're going in a 49-year Yovel cycle. He just takes this. It doesn't have to be, but randomly he picks Mishana Asir Shvil. Let's say the 10th year of the Yovel. You're in a 10th year of a cycle, year 10. So now you plant it on Tu B'Av. So now, Harehu, it's now going to remain Orla for how long? It's going to be Besoch Shnei Orla. It's included in the Orla years. And when does it go out of Orla and starts fourth year Neta Revoi? When's that cutoff date? At Tu B'Shvat, until Tu B'Shvat, Bishnas Yud Gimel, in year 13. So let's figure that it's less than 3 years. You'll see. So let's say Tu B'Av, all right? Tu B'Av to Rosh Hashanah, 44 days. To make it simple, let's just say a month and a half. Okay, you got a month and a half in year 10. Now, year 11, full year, a year and a month and a half. Now, next Rosh Hashanah is year 12. Full year, 2 years, 1 month and a half. Now we go into the 13th year. We go from Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat, which is about Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, 4.5 months. So it comes out of the total of 2.5 years. You got that? A month and a half in year 10, a year in 11, a year in 12, and now in the 13th year, that is now the third year, but you don't need a full third year. Now it's a full-fledged tree. See, until the beginning, we go... You need at least to have it now. Tu B'Shvat becomes the cutoff, and you're not even coming to three full years. It's not even three full years.
It's a bit of the first year and a bit of the fourth
year. That's right. And since it's a tree, you got to work with a new Rosh Hashanah. After. You start with the Rosh Hashanah because it's a small thing, but now at the end, it's a tree. You got to go Tu B'Shvat. But it comes out to be 2.5 years.
Right, but it's four halachic years.
Well, it's parts of it. But it'll never, you don't want it to be ever too much more than 3 years, and it can be less than that.
So if you miss
so the minimum, the least amount that it will be prohibited is orla is exactly 2.5 years. It could be more if you planted. If you planted in Pesach time, but it'll still be under 3 years, because once you're going before Tu B'Shvat, there's going to be a new calculation. Yeah. So calculation number one: when you plant any time after Tu B'Shvat, that whole year is included in year one. Then you go 2 full years. And then with Rosh Hashanahs, and then you go and stop at Tu B'Shvat, so you'll never have 3 years, because going from a day after Tu B'Shvat stops before Tu B'Shvat, you'll never be prohibited orla for more.
What if you plant on the 16th?
Then we're going to see in a minute. That's Yud Aleph.
So the fourth year goes to Tu B'Shvat.
Just that one scenario. There's two other scenarios I haven't explained yet.
But in this scenario.
So what's the question?
So the fourth year, then that the rabbi would be.
So we'll see. We didn't get there yet. We got to keep reading. I don't know where I am now. Right. It now remains orla until Tu B'Shvat of the 13th year.
Yeah.
Right. Vechoma sheyotzi. And whatever, and when it comes to, it has to be a third of its growth. Ha'ilan b'smoch sanze, whatever grows until that time, until Tu B'Shvat. Now, anything that's obviously less, it's not anything. It's not a fruit, but anything that grows 1/3, harehu orla. That's that cutoff point. Has halacha v'ra. So anything that grows from after Tu B'Av. Now, nothing's going to grow in the beginning anyway. But as you get into year 11, year 12, year 13, if anything grows to be 1/3 of growth, that's considered already a fruit, as it were, usher because of orla. That's if it grows a third before the last Tu B'Shvat, it will be usher as orla. Afalp, even though it doesn't fully develop, afalp shenigmaru, even in year 13, lacher kamyamim, after many days after Tu B'Shvat. Right? You got that? So in other words, let's say in year 13, okay, you planted it Tu B'Av, right? Tu B'Av. So now you're going into year 13. It's orla all the way until Tu B'Shvat. And let's say it only grew a third. All those oranges are awesome. Now, but wait a minute. But it's going to grow more after Tu B'Shvat. It's going to be fully developed after. Too bad, it's already usher, because it grew 1/3. Once it's 1/3 before Tu B'Shvat, it's usher. Forget about it for this year, those fruits at least, and you're going to, it's all usher, it's orla. You got to deal with it, or you can't have any anah from it. Wait a minute, it's not a fully grown orange yet. It's not going to be grown filled well till after Tu B'Shvat. Doesn't matter. Once it hits a third of its growth in year 13 before Tu B'Shvat, it is usher.
And the following years...
Wait. Now he's going to continue. It's all coming up here. Now, Tu B'Shvat. Now, as Tu B'Shvat hits, that now becomes the Netah Revoy year. From Tu B'Shvat now, till the next Tu B'Shvat, yeah. A full year is Netah Revoy. Netah Revoy is always a full 365-day year. Depending on how the year ends in the Orla cycle. And we gave you one out of the three possibilities. So this is all, again, to review, anything that was planted in year 10, we're just picking the Rama's example, after Tu B'Shvat and up to Tu Be'av, that, what is that, 6-month period, whatever it is, whatever you plant, you're going to get, year one ends at Rosh Hashanah. Then year 2 is year 11. Year 3 is year 13. Now 12. You go to year 13. Anything grows to 1/3 of its growth before Tu B'Shvat, usher. And even if it grows more afterwards, usher. Now, after Tu B'Shvat, whatever now reaches a third, there could have been some oranges in year 13 that didn't even come close to a third. But now that it comes to a third, after Tu B'Shvat, now that becomes Netah Revoy zone. For how long? From Tu B'Shvat until the next Tu B'Shvat, whatever grows to be a third. Now, there's no questions of, how about taking root? Because it already took root 3 years ago, 2.5. There's no question anymore about that. The rooting has taken place. The only question is, fruits of Orla are also. So theoretically, if in year 12 you had oranges growing, which is unlikely to do, Osir, completely. Nothing to talk about. The whole year it's Osir. Year 13, if it grows a third till Tu B'Shvat, Osir, no matter what happens afterwards, can't use it. But maybe some grew a little bit before Tu B'Shvat, and some grew a third after Tu B'Shvat. Once it's after Tu B'Shvat, we now hit Netta Ravoy cycle for one full year. And that's what he says. Umi Tu B'Shvat Mishas Yudgimel Bayovel. And from Tu B'Shvat in the 13th year of that cycle, at Tu B'Shvat Bishnas Yudan, Tu B'Shvat of the 14th year, Huneta Revoy. Vechol Ma Sheyotzi B'Sochzman, whatever growth reaches a third and beyond of growth in that year from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat, Hareza Revoy, that has Aloch of Neta Revoy, the Tzorech Pidyonin has to be redeemed. Clear? That's scenario one.
So the same tree could have some fruit that's okay?
Sure. Okay. Some fruits could be Orla, and some could be Neta Revoy. The same tree. If a few oranges grew a third before Tu B'Shvat, and a few grew after Tu B'Shvat, some are Orla, and some are Neta Revoy. Now, what are you going to do if you have an extra Ador? What does that do to any of our calculations? So Rama says, nothing. If there's an extra Ador, it doesn't take down. Now, right? Doesn't matter. Nisabra l'orla, it becomes, it's included for orla or revoy. It's just included in the year. It doesn't affect it at all. This is all scenario number one, where the planting took place after Tu B'Shvat and by Tu B'Av in year 10. Now, the next two scenarios we will see is going to be a little bit more than 3 years. And because of that, we don't want to go to Tu B'Shvat because now it's going to make it way more than 3 years, like almost more than 3.5 years. We don't want to make it too much more than three. So let's have the next. So now what if you planted it one day after Tu B'Av? You only have 43 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's not enough. So guess what? That year 10 is nothing in the calculation. So when does year 1 begin? Rosh Hashanah. But wait a minute. Now, if we're going to go from Rosh Hashanah being day 1, year 1, but it's already grown 44 days. One Rosh Hashanah is 1 year. Two Rosh Hashanah is 2 years. Three Rosh Hashanah is a third year. And now you got to go for Tu B'Shvat. If you go to Tu B'Shvat, you're going 3.5 years. That's way too much. So in that situation, Rosh Hashanah becomes the cutoff point on the front and on the back end. So you're only going 3 years plus a few days. Yud Aleph. Nitol b'yud vav av. If you planted it on the 16th of Av. So now you don't have enough for the end of the year to be considered a year. So Mishnas Esther from the 10th year. Lo also shall say, year 10 does not go to the calculations all. It's not enough. Ella harehu orla. It's orla for the full Shnas Yud Aleph, year 11, Yud Beis, year 12, Yud Gimel, 13. And now we don't wait until Tu B'Shvat into the next year, but Vaharehu Neta Revoy, Kula, Vaharehu Neta Revoy. When does it start being Neta Revoy? From Rosh Hashanah, Shnas Yud Daled, from the Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year. So really we're only 3 years and 43 days will be the maximum under that. And now Rosh Hashanah, 3 years, and now the Yud Dalit, now we start the Neta Revoy cycle. Why don't we wait all the way going for, now we can't do the Tu B'Shvat before, because you didn't even have a full third year, any halachic or any legal third year, so Tu B'Shvat won't work. But we said, well, let's do the next year Tu B'Shvat. Whoa, then you're going 3 years and over 3.5 years, and that's too much. Way more than 3 years, so we cut it as much as legally possible. Wait three full Rosh Hashanah cycles. Okay, 3 years and 43 days, it's not so bad. And then the Neta Revoy begins from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah for a full year. That's scenario number two, when it was planted after Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av.
Does this scenario have a one-third grow rule?
Everything is... Well, yes, if it grew one-third before the fourth Rosh Hashanah, same idea.
then
in the year 13,
right.
If it grows a third before Rosh, whatever grew a third before, it's mostly going to happen sometime in the spring, so it's not going to be Nogea after that. But if it grows a third, whatever grows a third after the fourth Rosh Hashanah of year 14 becomes Neter Ravoy.
Some trees can have two crops.
Whatever. Yeah. Either way. Good?
So that one day makes a big difference.
Sure does.
It's a whole year.
It's the cutoff.
Not a whole year.
Half a year.
That's a lot.
We're changing the basis of the calculation because he planted it on the 16th of...
Right, and now you don't have the first year.
Why should that matter? I mean, if you plant it like that, why shouldn't you be subject to the same calculation?
Because we have two Rosh Hashanah.
Before or after?
Well, that's...
Because now we're not counting...
Because it's not considered... It hasn't grown... Because we would, there's two factors we have to play with.
For the guy. We're just saying it's too hard.
On the one hand, we don't want to prohibit it much more than 3 years. It'll be too onerous on the fellow.
No, I know, but...
So we really would like two bishvat, because it is the Rosh Hashanah le'ilonos, and right. when it's grown. So we'd like to make that a cutoff date. But we can't because it'll wait way too long. So we have to go with the Rosh Hashanah cutoff.
It's almost like we're changing the rules of the game to accommodate this guy who was late in planting.
He should have done the halakha and planted it a day earlier. The Torah is all merciful, Shelley. Torah is all merciful. I can't tell you, it's all merciful. Doesn't want the guy to have...
Find this logic all the time,
Let's go. Yud Beis. Now, there's still one...
There's still one scenario.
So what have we done so far? We said any time from Tu Bishvat until Tu B'Av is one cycle. Second one is after Tu B'Av. Till Rosh Hashanah. Now the third one is after Rosh Hashanah till Tu Bishvat. That's the next possibility. What's going to happen there? So Natanatia Me Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If you start planting any time from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei in year 11, well, theoretically, it's not. You didn't. Let's say Goy did for you. Was it a Goy plant? Whatever. Ad Tu Bishvat until Tu Bishvat. That section, this we do now. Mona le shalosh yonim miyom liyom. We count it 3 years from the day you planted it. We don't count Rosh Hashanah. We don't count Tu B'Shvat. We count the day you planted it.
Perfect.
When you planted it mamish, even before it has caught into the ground, la'orla for orla, it goes exactly the calendar year. If you plant it on the 10th of Tishrei, you count 3 years later, and therefore it's 3 years plus, again, less than a half. We don't want to make too much.
3 years.
We don't want to make go all the way to Tu B'Shvat. It would still be quite a lot, especially if you're doing it at the front end, near the beginning of Tishrei. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tev. It's got 3 years, four and a half. It's too long. So therefore, we say it's from the year. Dvarim b'cheshmar l'riyam. Ein roi laharich. One second, I skipped a line. Lorla umiyom liyom l'revoy. And the same thing, the year to date for netta revoy. So those are the three possibilities. To recap one more time. If you planted any time from Tu B'Shvat till Tu B'Av, then we count till that first end of Rosh Hashanah, year one. We count two more full years. And in the third year, we stop at Tu B'Shvat. It comes out to less than 3 years. It has to be less than 3 years because you count planting after Tu B'Shvat. The maximum could go to the next Tu B'Shvat. So it'd be less than 3 years. That would be the maximum. But from Tu B'Av, it's 2.5 years. But it will be under 3 years. If you planted from the 16th of and on till the end of that year, it will have to go, that first bond is nothing. Then you do three full calendar years, Tishrei, and Tishrei becomes the new cutoff, and starting at the Ravoy at that.
For a whole year.
And then the final one is after Tishrei, until Tu B'Shvat. That day you planted is the calendar year for 3 years, and then the next year of Netta Ravoy, same thing. Now, he does bring, V'ra'isi l'ga'onim, I see the Ga'onim have a whole different interpretation. We're not going to do it, though. They have a whole different cheshbon than I have, but ve'ein roy laharich, it's not worthy for me to talk about it, ulahashiv, and to respond alayim to them, Ubavadi certainly toast sofrim him. They made a textual error. Va'emes kvarbayana darka, and the truth we've already explained its weight.
So he's
whoever
wrong.
I think they're wrong.
It seems they didn't make any distinctions. I don't know what they said, but he just said they're wrong. I know there's an opinion out there, but just know
it's
based on a scribal error, and there's nothing to talk about it. Okay.
So given what we were saying yesterday about signage, you really have to have a good sign, because it's really confusing. No, it's like people coming for Shichacha. For Shichacha and all that. Like, it would be very confusing if you're just coming to help yourself.
How do you know he's counting which weight?
So what did we say?
No, I'm just making the point.
The sign is the same thing, though.
We put a sign. I'm just saying,
because it's not obvious to a passerby.
They're not such big trees. They're not such mature trees. I'm sure there's a difference between an apple tree that's 10 years old and an apple tree that's
But you don't know what the anniversary is. Okay, I'm just saying you don't.
So the farmer has to put them on notice.
Your best bet is to plan a day before Tubav.
Yes.
That's the least amount of time.
Unless you're busy with Tubav.
And that would...
You
could plan it before, a week before.
That's right.
Oh, whatever.
But then again, most Jews aren't working too much in the 3 weeks.
Well, you're running in the fields.
Pretty hot to work in the field also that time of year.
Pretty hot. What's the practical best time?
I'm not a farmer. I couldn't tell you.
I got a part of an amazing apple tree.
Now, this is how halacha applies chutz laretz too.
But this is... Chutz laretz? For Orla? No, we said Orla.
We said Netta Revoy.
Netta Revoy. A Netta Revoy Besuria. We didn't say about Orla. Hold on, you'll see about Orla. Let's do one more halacha and finish the parrot, guys.
In between Rosh Hashanah.
A general question about Netta Revoy. If you just sort of say, if you said, I don't need this trouble, I don't want to, you could just let the stuff fall to the ground and you don't have to worry about it. Like, if you decide you just don't want to take advantage, you don't want to eat the stuff.
Well, it's a mitzvah to take it to Yerushalayim. What are you talking about?
It's a mitzvah to take it to Yerushalayim.
All right. What are you going to have to do, a mitzvah? Give it to somebody else. First of all, you don't want to redeem it. You mean you're a Jew who doesn't go to Yerushalayim three times a year? You have a chiyuv aliyah l'regel three times a year. So between the three times a year, you can't redeem it.
I'll take all my fruit on the plane.
All right, let's do the last halacha now. Okay, last halacha is not too hard. What parts of the tree are subject to Orla, and what parts of the tree are subject to Netta Revoy? There's much more than just the fruit of the tree. There's many other side parts of the tree. And basically, we're going to say that Netta Revoy, what the Rambam is going to tell us is that Netta Revoy, the only prohibition is actual fruit. Orla extends to not everything, but supplementary parts. And there's some parts aren't included in anything. So he's going to divide it up. He'olin, the leaves, v'halulavim, and the very soft branches that come out from the hard branches, u'mekfanim, and water that comes out of the vine.
Sap
or whatever. It comes out of the vines they're very soft in the days of Nisan, it's very soft. If you cut the branch, some liquid comes up, sap. Vasmodar, and the grape that's less than one-third grown, that's not considered anything. And mutorim b'orla ubervoy. There's no problems if you want to eat some of that within the first 3 years, or you don't have to take Yerushalayim in the fourth year. It's not a fruit. It's not even a supplementary to food. It's really nothing. So that's nothing. Next level is, but vahanovim, let's say grapes, but shesrafam hakadim, they get wind-blown. Whereas they're full-sized grapes, but they've been wind-blown, burnt by the wind. V'hiv sida, and they're ruined. V'achatzanim, in the pits. V'hazogim, in the shells. V'hatemet shelahem. Remember, that's the liquid you take when you soak the rinds from the grape, and you have the liquid from that.
Who?
Which?
The first word.
V'hiv sida, and they were ruined.
Oh, ruined. Sorry.
They're going back to the wind-blown grapes. They're ruined. V'achatzanim, the pits. V'hazogim, in the shells. Vatemet shalahem, and that's the liquid, and you soak it in the rinds of the grapes. Uklipe rimon, and the shells of a pomegranate. Vahanates, and a bud of a developed pomegranate. Shalo. Uklipe agozim, and shells of nuts. Vahagarinim, and pits of different produce. All those, asurim ba'orla. They're usur in orla. They're like supplementary. It's not the main fruit, but it's supplementary, edible a little bit. There's different things you can do with it. But that only, we're more strict by orla because it's usur ba'hanoah. So we're more strict, but mutar b'revoy, but netar revoy, we only permit fruits, and these are not actual fruits, so therefore they're permitted. But vahanovlos, those are fruits that fall off before ripening, but they're a third, but they fall off before ripening, they're considered fruits completely. Kulam asuris, they're usur for orla, and netar revoy, it's not the best fruit, but it's considered a fruit, and it is therefore usur. And that's the end of the perek. 30 minutes exactly.